And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 8th of November, 2013. It was on this day, 1731, a group of young men in Philadelphia, led by Benjamin Franklin, pooled their money to set up the first library in America. The group was called the Club of Mutual Improvement. It's the birthday of the woman who said, "In a weak moment, I've written a book," Margaret Mitchell, born 1900, and the book she was referring to was Gone with the Wind. It was on this day, 1900, that the novel Sister Carrie by Theodore Dreiser was published, his first attempt at fiction. He'd been living in New York, writing articles for magazines. Then a friend challenged him to write a novel, and he started out in October of 1899. He wrote the word Sister Carrie at the top of a stack of yellow papers, and he went to work, and by March, the following March, 1900, he had finished a draft. The book was based, to an extent, on the life of his sister Emma, who had become the mistress of a wealthy businessman in Chicago and then fled to New York with him after he embezzled money from his employer. Sister Carrie begins, "When Caroline Meeber boarded the afternoon train for Chicago, her total outfit consisted of a small trunk, a cheap imitation alligator skin satchel, a small lunch in a paper box, and a yellow leather snap purse containing her ticket, a scrap of paper with her sister's address in Van Buren Street, and $4 in money." It was in August 1889. She was 18 years of age. Dreiser submitted the novel to Harper's. They rejected it. The letter of rejection said, "I cannot conceive of the book arousing the interest of the feminine readers. The writing was not sufficiently delicate to depict without offense to the reader the continued illicit relations of the heroine." Dreiser sent his novel to Doubleday, where Frank Norris was working, and Frank Norris said he'd never read a better novel, recommended it for publication. Frank Doubleday was on vacation in Europe, and in his absence, a junior partner agreed to publish Sister Carrie, but when Doubleday returned and read it, he thought the novel was immoral because the heroine, Sister Carrie, was not punished for having adulterous affairs. Doubleday found he had no right to cancel the contract, but he didn't have an obligation to promote the book, so it was published on this day in 1900, but only 456 copies were sold, and Dreiser received $68 in royalties. Here's a poem for today by Anne Sexton, entitled Young. "A thousand doors ago, when I was a lonely kid in a big house with four garages, and it was summer as long as I could remember, I lay on the lawn at night, clover wrinkling over me, the wise stars bedding over me, my mother's window, a funnel of yellow heat running out, my father's window half shut, an eye where sleepers pass, and the boards of the house were smooth and white as wax, and probably a million leaves sailed on their strange stalks as the crickets ticked together, and I, in my brand new body, which was not a woman's yet, told the stars my questions and thought God could really see the heat and the painted light, elbows, knees, dreams, good night." Anne Sexton's poem Young, from the Complete Poems published by Mariner Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.